Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears, coming at you here today on this Tuesday morning, Tuesday, March the 28th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, 34 degrees and clear skies. Hey, we're above freezing this morning. That's not a bad thing. And, you know, when you get up this morning and we're a little bit above freezing, 2 degrees above freezing, and the sun is out, it makes for such a better morning. You know, yesterday, starting off the week, the temperatures were low. The rain was coming down. It was gloomy. It just doesn't do anything for you. Today, the sun is out. The birds are chirping. Hey, we're going to have a great Tuesday here on WGH Talk. Now, I do want to remind our friend out there, Ernie, again. He was our winner on Friday of the $10 Del Taco gift card and Del Taco beanie. He can pick that up at the studio Wednesday or Thursday, tomorrow or Thursday, from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. So, Ernie, don't forget to get your Del Taco gift card and your Del Taco beanie, which are very popular, according to Judy Summers and Ted Jolliffe, who I believe have both won those beanies. Now, I know there are still a lot of people in Marion who are without power from that storm on Saturday, which was awful. 35,000 people lost power here in Ohio, and a lot of people are not going to have their power restored until tomorrow, Wednesday, in the afternoon. People here in Chateau Ridge and on James Way and possibly other areas of Marion, I know, are having this trouble. Have you talked to anybody who has had the power outages since Saturday? And, you know, I was thinking yesterday, and I still don't really know the answer to this. What do you do if you know your power is going to be out for 5 days? I mean, do you just eat out? Do you throw everything away in your refrigerator? I can't imagine anybody has a cooler the size needed to fit everything in your refrigerator. What would you do? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I tell you what I would also like to do is thank everybody who continues to participate in our trivia contest. We had a ton of calls yesterday, which are great, which means people are out there listening, and I know a lot of people who listen never call in, and I thank you as well for being out there listening. But it got so heavy yesterday that it took Adam 5 minutes to call in because the phone kept ringing busy. So we thank everybody who calls in and participates in our trivia contest. They are a lot of fun, and I think we learn a lot. And it's just very enjoyable. I want to say something, and maybe this will spark a little bit of a conversation this morning. Before we get back to our trivia, I touched on this yesterday. And it's about the Marion Star. And honest to goodness, I do not want to come off as beating up on the Marion Star. But I have noticed a trend since the beginning of the year. Now, I don't want to say that they don't print news, because I think they do print news when they can. The problem with the Marion Star is that there's a cutoff point in the afternoon that if the story is not ready to go or they don't have the story by the afternoon, it's not going to be in the next day's paper. So that creates a problem. Because let's say, worst case scenario, somebody's murdered at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, they're not going to have that ready for Tuesday's paper, which means it's not going to get in till Wednesday's paper, and that seems kind of late. If the murder's on Monday, and it doesn't make the paper until Wednesday, by the time it does come out, everybody pretty well knows about it. So that's not the Marion Star's fault. That's just the way technology's working these days. My bone to pick, in a small way with the Marion Star, is the type of stories they're doing. Now, I'm not saying that profiling businesses is a bad thing. I think profiling businesses and people is a great thing. We should point out positive news in Marion, but I'm not sure if a lot of it's news. Now, if you're talking about a new restaurant opening or you're talking about a new business opening, now that can be news. But if you're just profiling something that's already been open, I'm not exactly sure why that is front page news. And maybe that's more of my contention, that it goes on the front page. I don't have a problem with these stories, but the fact that they're on the front page, that's the first thing you see in the store if you want to buy the paper, seems a little strange to me. And I don't know if it makes people want to buy the paper or not, and I'm not sure what the paper costs now if you buy it in the store. I know the other day I sold somebody a Columbus Dispatch, and it costs $5 on Sunday. $5 for the Columbus Dispatch on Sunday. So does anybody have any thoughts about what stories the Marion Star does now, that basically probably 4 out of the 5 days of the week, the main story on the front page above the fold is basically profiling somebody or talking about a business that's already here in Marion? I don't really understand that. There's got to be some news going on here in Marion. There's got to be something. I mean, Adam finds something to do a 2.5 to 5 minute newscast every morning. We don't profile businesses every morning. Now, we have profiled businesses, but we certainly don't do it 4 or 5 days a week, every week. And you know what brings this to my attention is the fact that I was at the Night at the Museum on Saturday night, and I saw President Harding's desk that was at the Marion Star, that he used when he was the editor and owner of the Marion Star. And I often think, what would President Harding think of his newspaper and the news that's put out? I don't know. Well, what do you think? I know a lot of you out there have opinions on news and how it's presented. Now, maybe I'm in the minority on this. Maybe people like reading about businesses and people who've been in Marion for a while. I don't know. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Is it making you want to buy the Marion Star? Is it? And I'll tell you, here's the problem. Because we want the Marion Star to continue. Now, I know a lot of newspapers have went under all over the country. But in Marion, we do have a particular interest in the Marion Star because President Harding started it. So it's of particular interest to us that newspaper continue, and I think continue in a newspaper format. But I don't know how long it can do that if you're not printing news every day. I mean, that's what the word is, newspaper. So I don't know. I guess my two questions this morning, because I always say the audience is far smarter than I am, do you think the Marion Star can continue on this way? And do the stories that they print make you want to buy the Marion Star? Somebody out there's got to have an opinion on this. And the price, certainly price point, always creeps in there. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, sometimes they do great stories. You know, I think their coverage of the Judge Warner situation was very good. I think a lot of times they cover city council very well. The whole situation with the auditor that happened a few years ago, I think they covered that very well. But I'm maybe it's just me, and maybe it was happening before the first of the year, but it seems to me that they're just covering a lot of businesses and a lot of business owners. And again, you can put that in the paper, but I would not think it would be on the front page. I would not think that would be the big color photo. And I'm not sure what it's doing. It kind of reminds me of the internet in a way, where people take pictures of themselves, you know, and put them on the internet all the time. I think it's an attention grabber. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I think it's been deteriorating for a long, long time, when the time the ink hit the paper until it got delivered. And in between there, it's just not the front page or under the fold or above the fold. I think right there, a deterioration. And not only the Marion Star, everything is just going down and cutting corners and charging a lot more prices. Everybody realizes that, and we can't pick on one thing. That's everything. And it's getting really to the point, it's kind of disgusting, you know?
The thing that gets, and I understand that they have very few reporters. I don't even know if they have two reporters anymore. And I understand the delays in their news stories because of the way they have to print the newspaper. What I don't understand is that, you know, just like Adam, who does the news here, you can find something every day news-wise to put on the front page of that paper. And why they keep running these business stories and profiling businesses on the front page above the fold, that I don't get.
Well, it's easy. They can just go to a store right down along the strip and knock on doors. They can get that kind of information easier. One person can cover quite a few in an eight-hour period, if that was their hours. But when you go out on the scenes and try to get information from other agencies that you say fire and law enforcement and all the other things, it's a little hard to do. On their staffing also, staffing is a big issue. We haven't got the people to do it, and they can't find it. But the easiest part, they can do that, and that's what we get kind of. We like to see the hard-nosed stuff come out, you know, and that takes time.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting? Like last week, I'll tell you, this also spurred it last week. Our county prosecutor, our police chief, and our sheriff all went down to Arizona to study crime. Now, that would have been a story you think would have made above the fold one day in the Marion Star. I don't even think it was in the Marion Star. Now, I had a 45-minute conversation with them on the telephone. I didn't have to go to them. They came to me. They gave me all the information I needed. Certainly in that 45-minute conversation, an article could have been written. Why wasn't that covered?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. If it wasn't for you doing that job, we wouldn't have known anything about it, or couldn't comment about it, or opinion-wise, or nothing. And that's the trouble with our all over. You haven't got the chance to say anything or do anything or really give an upbeat on anything. You know, it's just it's not there anymore.
Well, and you know,
if you keep continue yours, I think you're going to be sitting on top of the world.
Well, and it's interesting to me. You know, once a month we have a standing interview with the mayor. Now, he always gives us some kind of information. Do they have a standing interview with the mayor? I don't. I guess it's just puzzling to me. They could come up with news if they wanted to. And I'm not sure why it's so important to profile these business people every day.
Well, what do you think the opinion? Would it be harder to come up with a story like you give over the air and talk to the officers and stuff about what they were doing to help the community of Marion about drugs? Or would it be easier to go down the street and just knock on the door, open? And some of them aren't open during the day, weekends or nothing else. But which you think would be the easiest to do if you was in either position.
Well, if I was working for the Marion Star and I did not have a mandate to do anything else, they would be about equally challenging because when they were all out in Arizona, I mean, it's just a phone call. And you tape the conversation and then you write your story, which I don't think is any different than what they do when they're profiling these businesses. They call them up, they set up a meeting, they come out, they take a picture, they interview them, and they write a story. It's really the same thing. So I don't know why they aren't choosing to cover the more newsy story. You know what else is interesting, and I could be wrong about this, and somebody can point it out if I am. We have a mayoral race coming up here. We're going to elect a new mayor this year. Now, I saw Bill Collins profiled. To this day, I don't think I've seen Glenn Coble or Sue McGowan profiled in the Marion Star. And they both announced they were running over a month ago.
Yeah, I can't debate about that because I don't take the Marion Star, but it was in our family ever since I was a child. And our 61 years of marriage, we've taken the Marion Star clear up until, well, I have to reduce that 61 a few years back. I just went out and took my Marion Star and the post, the mailbox, and pulled it up out of the hole, and I put it there and filled the hole up, and I go to the Marion Post Office to get my mail, and it's delightful to do that 24-7. I don't have to wait, or I don't have to go out three times to look in my mailbox and see if it's there. So maybe the newspaper, I'd say, well, all I do is listen to Scott Spear's show, and I hear about, more about Marion than I'd ever see in the Marion Star, so I have to close on that and let somebody else's opinion.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 30 minutes past the hour. And, you know, the truth is, I don't know the real reason that this is being done in the local newspaper, but somebody correct me if I'm wrong, because we found out that Glenn Coble and Sue McGowan were both running for mayor probably right around February the 1st. Now, we're almost to April the 1st, and I don't think I've seen a profile of either one of them in the paper. Now, what's odd to me about that is we continually see these profiles about business owners and people running businesses, but in 2 months, we haven't seen a profile of people who want to run the city of Marion. I guess I don't get it. I maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm living on a different planet. And why we did not profile that story last week when the prosecutor and the police chief and the sheriff, all from Marion County, were down in Arizona. That never got any coverage to my attention in the Marion Star. And I don't know why, but we continue to run the stories on the business owners. Anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. Does it make you want to buy the Marion Star? Maybe they have found that when you profile business owners, more people want to buy the newspaper. I don't know. I don't know what the theory is behind that. But if anybody's got an opinion, please share it this morning. Now, you don't have to give your name if you don't want to attach your name to it. But it is fascinating when you think about it on the whole. You know, I found this to be an odd thing a couple years ago. Well, I guess it hasn't been a couple years ago, but when we did the whole story on Laddie Boy's dog collar, I think the Marion Star did one story on that, but that was about it. And then move on. It's just, I think that for a lot of people here in Marion, the Marion Star has a special place for them because of its ties to the former president. And I think maybe that's why we take it a little more personally in Marion than other cities do with their local newspapers. That's the best I can figure. But again, telephone lines are open if you have anything you'd like to say. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How much does the Marion Star cost now? I don't know how much it costs if you buy it in the store. Like I said, I was shocked the other day to find out that the Sunday Columbus Dispatch is $5. Can you imagine that? $5. That's got to be an ominous sign that they really do not want to print that paper very much longer if one newspaper on a Sunday is $5. I don't know. 740-751-4038. You know, it could be that people just don't get the newspaper anymore. And maybe that's something as well. Well, I think everybody probably just wants to play games here this morning. Nobody wants to speak out on the Marion Star, which for some reason I woke up this morning and that was on my brain. But the category, we finally got onto a new category yesterday, and we were doing pretty well with it. It was schools in Marion County, past and present. Now, here are the schools that we got yesterday. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Elgin, Garfield, River Valley, Marion Catholic, Ridgedale, George Washington, McKinley, Hayes, Withrow, Harrison, and Pleasant. But there are still six schools left on the list. Six schools in Marion County that we have not named. Does anybody know what those six schools are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Schools past and present in Marion County. All right. Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Grand Prairie Elementary.
Grand Prairie, absolutely. Now, did they finally tear that down?
Yes, I went to by that quite a bit. I don't know how long it's been, and it's completely tore down. You'd never know that a school was there.
Well,
it's completely level. And I think right up to it, it looks like, a farmer. So I don't know if he bought that. I think when it went up on the auction, that, what was his name, Brewer? Somebody bought it, and then it went up on, they got a divorce. I think they were trying to have, karate lessons up there. And when that divorce happened, I believe it just went then. I don't know what that was. And then I don't know if they had it for a foreclosure, but I don't think anybody ever bid it on it. But when the windows were out and they just... I mean, it probably could have been, it was a strong building. It probably could have been fixed up for apartments or something. And, no, the windows were all out. It was, the last time it was just terrible.
What?
And then went by it just, I think it's been in the last week or two, couple weeks. And do you know the whole thing? You'd never know a school was there.
Well, I know the last time that I drove by it, which probably was a year, year and a half ago, it just looked in such horrible condition. It was unbelievable to me because I remember going to a Christmas program at that school when I was younger, and it was shocking to me the condition that that school had fell into.
Yes, I mean, you know, because down in Jackson, they took one of their old hotels, and they just took it down, I guess you'd say, to the foundation, the walls, and they built the seniors' apartment there because back then when they built a building, you know, like downtown, they're built to stay. And you would have thought somebody could have, you know, built it for, you know. Now, the one up at Morrill, the other school is Morrill. I don't know if you have that school. But they have stuff in there. They're using it. You know, it's kept up.
No Morrill on the list, but that's a good guess. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, schools past and present in Marion County. Grand Prairie was on the list. So now we're down to five. Five schools, past and present, in Marion County. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Rushmore Academy.
Not Rushmore, but that's a good guess. No Rushmore Academy on the list here this morning. We've got Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park. A lot of schools. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Clarendon.
No Clarendon on the list. No Clarendon schools on the list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. Schools past and present in Marion County. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say that Waldo School. I think it used to be a high school or an elementary, but when people graduate, like 60 years ago, it'll say like the Waldo School, and I always took it was like the elementary. So that Waldo School down there by the fire department.
No Waldo School on the list. No Waldo School on the list here today. Marion County Schools past and present. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Elgin, Garfield, River Valley, Marion Catholic. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, about Lynn School.
Lynn School, absolutely on the list. Got it.
And that's got history about it. I think probably the book I had, I don't think there's any of those old-time one-school, one-room schoolhouses that a truck run through.
No, and I think they finally got that fixed out there, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah, they did. I watched a procedure on that. But you know what? Did that make the fold?
No, that didn't make the fold. Well, yeah, maybe below the fold, but it wasn't, I don't think it was front page news.
Okay.
Next. Yeah, I remember being on the air the day that a truck crashed into the Lynn School. That was a very big story, to say the least. Go ahead, caller.
Street.
What's that?
Mark Street.
Oh, I think we already got Mark Street.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yep, I believe we've already got Mark Street on the list here today. Down to 4. On the list here today. We got Grand Prairie and the Lynn School this morning. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Elgin, Garfield, the Lynn School, River Valley, Marion Catholic, Ridgedale, Grand Prairie, George Washington, McKinley, Hayes, Withrow, Harrison, Pleasant. Still 4 left to go. Marion County Schools, past and present. Go ahead, caller.
What about Douse Academy of Dance?
No Douse Academy of Dance. No Douse Academy of Dance on the list here this morning. Still 4 schools left on the list here today in Marion County. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the Silver Street School? I don't know what it's called now.
You know, I didn't put that on the list, but no Silver Street on the list.
Okay.
No Silver Street School on the list. And I was saying yesterday, it's interesting that I left Silver Street off, because somebody I knew very well went to Silver Street, and I spent many a morning while that person was being dropped off at Silver Street. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
LaRue or Essex?
No LaRue or Essex. No LaRue or LaRue or Essex on the list here this morning. Schools past or present in Marion County. This is where we are today. 4 still left on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Elgin, Garfield, the Lynn School, River Valley.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, absolutely on the list. Hey, thanks. St. Mary's, absolutely on the list here today. Well, that takes us down to three. Now we've got St. Mary's on the list. Schools past and present in Marion County. Go ahead, caller.
I was just going to say the Catholic school. They're...
You know, I think we got St. Mary's and Marion Catholic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we got both of the Catholic schools at this particular point. St. Mary's and Marion Catholic at this point, but still three to go. Go ahead, caller. Oh, lost that call. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Three schools still on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Are you counting Marion Tech?
It could be. Not on the list, but it could be.
Okay.
That would be a possibility, but not on the list here today. Schools past and present in Marion, Ohio. We've got Pleasant, Harrison, Withrow, Hayes, McKinley, George Washington, Grand Prairie, Ridgedale, St. Mary's, Marion Catholic, River Valley, the Lynn School, Garfield, Elgin, Indian Mound. Go ahead, caller.
I was asking you, are you counting the one-room schools?
Yeah, but I think the only one-room school we had on here was the Lynn School. I think all of the other ones, the other three are, none of those are one-room.
Oh, because when we ride around, there's several, but they're not kept up.
That's true. The only one-room schoolhouse I had on here was the Lynn School.
Yeah, because there's quite a few. I couldn't believe how many there was. Are you counting the School of Cosmetology, too, or not?
Yeah, I would count that. It's not on the list, but I would count that.
Okay.
No School of Cosmetology on the list here today. All right. Still three schools on the list here today. What are they? Schools past and present in Marion, Ohio. We've got Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Elgin, Garfield, Lynn School, River Valley High School, Marion Catholic, St. Mary's, Ridgedale, Grand Prairie, George Washington, McKinley, Hayes, Withrow, Harrison, and Pleasant. Still, is it two or three? Three left here. Still three left on the list. What could they be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I'll tell you, when we get down to the final ones, that always is the difficult time. The final few on the list. Still three on our list of schools, past and present. Let's see. Well, we got Pleasant, Harrison, Withrow, Hayes, McKinley, George Washington, Grand Prairie, Ridgedale, St. Mary's, Marion Catholic, River Valley. Go ahead, caller.
Heritage.
Heritage, absolutely on the list. Thank you.
All right.
Heritage, absolutely on the list here today. Now we're down to two. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Elgin, Garfield, the Lynn School, River Valley, Marion Catholic, St. Mary's, Ridgedale, Grand Prairie, George Washington, McKinley, Hayes, Withrow, Harrison, Heritage, Pleasant. Two schools still left on the list in the history of Marion, Ohio. Now remember, none of these are one-room schoolhouses. The only one-room schoolhouse we had was the Lynn School. What are the two that we have left? 740-751-4038. Now today, we've picked up Grand Prairie, St. Mary's, Heritage, and the Lynn School. But there are two still to go. Schools past and present in Marion, Ohio. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Elgin, Garfield, the Lynn School, River Valley, Marion Catholic, St. Mary's, Ridgedale, Grand Prairie, George Washington, McKinley, Hayes, Withrow, Harrison, Heritage, Pleasant. What are the final two schools that we have not named today? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said Tri Rivers?
No Tri Rivers on the list.
Oh, okay.
Tri Rivers does not make the list here today. Not a bad guess, though. Two left to go. What two schools in the history of Marion County have we not named yet? We've got quite a few here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I think you said it wasn't on the list, but I'm gonna say it anyhow over again in case I'm hearing wrong. One of your best friends lived about five doors from it, and it was her and I both attended that school, Oakland Grade School.
You know, no Oakland, but it's a good guess.
That's what I thought. You are in serious trouble.
I am. Thank you. No Oakland school on the list here this morning. Two schools left here in the history of Marion County. What are they? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Trekka?
Not Trekka. Trekka certainly made the list yesterday when we were talking about downtown Marion businesses. But Trekka does not make the list today. Two schools in the history of Marion County. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Elgin, Garfield, the Lynn School, River Valley, Marion Catholic, St. Mary's, Ridgedale, Grand Prairie, George Washington, McKinley, Hayes, Withrow, Harrison, Heritage, and Pleasant. Those are the ones that we have. Still two schools left to go in the history of Marion County. What are they? Go ahead.
Well, let's go with what direction Marion the last two are in, maybe.
One is east, and one is... Well, the other's east, too. They're both east.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, I will say that both of these are east in Marion. Well, I guess it depends on where you're located, but we'll say east. Schools in Marion County, past and present, still two left to go. What could they be? Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Elgin, Garfield, the Lynn School, River Valley, Marion Catholic, St. Mary's, Ridgedale, Grand Prairie, George Washington, McKinley, Hayes, Withrow, Harrison, Heritage, Pleasant. Still two left on the list. Schools in Marion County, past and present. Go ahead, caller.
Marion Christian School.
No Marian Christian School. No Marian Christian School on the list here today. Still two left to go. What in the world are they? Schools, past and present, here in Marion. Now, I'll tell you something funny. We just had a guess of one not too long ago, and I'm kind of shocked we did not get the other one. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Epworth Preschool.
Not Epworth. Epworth does not make the list today. But one of our guesses this morning was very close to one of the other answers. And I'm surprised that we did not get the other answer, the companion answer, not too long after we got the first answer. But that's how it goes sometimes. Schools past and present in Marion County. 740-751-4038. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
You're not counting OSU, are you?
Not OSU. Not the Ohio State University here at Marion. Not that one. All right, let's see what we have coming here. Go ahead, caller.
OSU.
Not OSU. OSUM does not make the list here today. All right. Still two left. Schools past and present in Marion County. 740-751-4038. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Elgin, Garfield, Lynn School, River Valley. All right. Go ahead, caller.
It's one of them, River Valley's little elementary there in Caledonia, that new little school.
Well, if somebody can come up with the name, it might be.
If it's Liberty something, it's got like a long name. I go by that thing. I can't think of it.
Well, that's it. Liberty. Liberty is what it's called.
Yeah,
yep.
I thought I had a longer name, but because I go out there in the country right down from that and get eggs.
Yep.
And I can't remember. I don't pay attention. I just see the school.
Liberty is one of them. You got it.
Oh, is that one of them? Okay.
All right. All right. Liberty's on the list. Now we're down to one. One with 4 minutes left to go. Which school have we left off? Marion County Schools, past and present. It's on the east end of town. We got Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about Pearl Street?
Not Pearl Street, but a good guess.
Thanks.
Not Pearl Street, but not a bad guess. That's for sure. All right. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Elgin, Garfield, Liberty, Lynn School, River Valley, Marion Catholic, St. Mary's. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Meeker.
Not Meeker, but a good guess.
All right, thanks.
Not Meeker, but not a bad guess in our Land of Schools here this morning. Still one left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Marka.
Not Marka. That's a good one. Marka's a good guess, but not the one we're looking for here this morning. Schools in Marion County. Which one are we missing here? Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say, I think it's called that Baker School right across from St. Mary's. There's a school there.
No.
On the other side of, I don't know that street, but there's a school there. I think it's Baker.
Nope, not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not on the list, but not a bad guess. 2 minutes. One school. 2 minute warning. Who's going to get it here? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello. Hello?
Heritage?
Not Heritage. We've already got Heritage. Heritage, not on the list here today. One left on the east side of town. 1 minute warning. Harding, Grant, Edison, Baker, Taft, Fair Park, Mark Street, Pearl Street, Indian Mound, Elgin, Garfield, Liberty, the Lynn School, River Valley, Marion Catholic, St. Mary's, Ridgedale, Grand Prairie, George Washington, McKinley, Hayes, Withrow, Heritage, Harrison, Pleasant. One school left on the east side of town that we have not mentioned. What is that school? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Schools past and present in Marion County. Well, we're coming up on the break here in 10 seconds. Stay with us. We're going to go to break here. Be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare switch that dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.
Did I